Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Shor. Maseches Nazir has been dedicated in loving memory Ule'ilu Nishmas, Harold Groner, Tzvi Ben Yaakov Yosef.
Nazir Daf Hei. In our Gemara, we learn about the Makar for the din of Nazir Oilom. As we saw in the Mishnah, the din of Nazir Oilom is that Hichbid Sa'are Mekel Betar, if his hair gets too long, he has the right to make it lighter, Al Yudei Atar, meaning shaving with a razor, and he brings shalosh behemoths, which are, of course, the chatas, oila, and shlamim. Those are the three karbonis that a regular nazir, nazir tahar, brings when he finishes his naziris. And the Gemara is focused on the mekar, the hichbid roishe mekel batar, as well as the various shittas as to what the zman of mekel batar is. Is it once every 30 days, or once every week, or once every year? La halacha, we paskin, like Rebbe, who says once every year. Or more accurately, once every 12 months. I say more accurately because suppose it's a Shana Mu'beres, he would still not have to wait until the end of the year. It's once every 12 months. As soon as 12 months pass, he could be Mekel Batar. In fact, this actually presents us with somewhat of a problem, as Reb Kveger asks, that the whole Makar for Rebbe's Shita is like it says in the Gemara, that he learns from the word Yamim that it says by Batei Arechayim, sins by Avshalom. It says, Ayhi miketz yamim liyamim. And by Batei Arechayim, it says, Yamim tiegulasai. So just like Batei Arechayim, we know that you have a full year to redeem the house, so too by Avshalom, the Giluach that he did was every year. The problem, though, is that in the din of Batei Arechayim, it doesn't go after months. It's not 12 months, rather a full year. If there would be a Shana Mu'beres, then you have the right until the end of that year to be goyel the bias. Take a look at the Rambam in Hilchos Shmita V'Yovel, Perek Yud Beis Halacha Hei. So Kveger asks, why then, legabi the din of Nazir Olam, don't we say the same thing? You should be able to include the Chodesh Iber as part of the year. And the Rambam doesn't pass it that way. In Hilchos Naziris, Per Gimel, Halacha Yud Beis, the Rambam says that the Nazir Olam can be mekel batar mishneim asar chodesh l'shneim asar chodesh. Kveger does not answer this question, leaves it as a tzarchi. And this is in Reb Kveger in the Tshuvas V'chidushim, Simen Yud Beis. The Menchus Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Samen Ches asks the same kasha and doesn't give an answer either. Al kol panim, the Psak Din is like Rebbe, who says that you have every shneim asar chodesh mekel batar. Now there's a big machlokes rishonim. What exactly is that din that you're allowed to be mekel batar after shneim asar chodesh? According to Tosfos and Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, the Ramasal Nazir and the Rush over here, the din is exactly what it says. You're allowed to be mekel batar. You're allowed to lighten the kovid, the weight of the extra hair, with a tar. Which means you have no right to be megaleach entirely. You can only be mekel. You're allowed to lighten the weight. However, the Me'iri is medayek from the Lashon of the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayis that this din really is a din that you're allowed to be megalech legamri. The Mishnah Melech in Niziris, Perek Gimel Loch Yud Beis, is medayek also from the Mefarish and Avdal and Med Aleph the same thing. Explains the Chazanish in Noshim, Simin Kuf Lamed Zayin, Sifkot and Aleph, that the Shoresh of the Machloikis is that according to Tosfos and the Rosh, all this halacha is a heter because of the Kovid. Since it's a heter because of the Kovid, we give you a heter to be Mekel, so you're not allowed to extend your din beyond that heter. Whatever you need in order to be Mekel, in order to ease the burden, you're allowed to do, but not beyond that. However, the Rambam holds that what was said was not merely a heter for the Nazir Olam to be Mekel Batar. Rather, it's a fundamental din. The Nazir Olam is given the right to be mashlim his Nazirus, to end his tkufa of Nazirus, which means mimigalech, like every Nazir does at the end of his Nazirus, and then to become a Nazir immediately again. And lefi zeh, says the Chazanish, the tiglachas, the shaving that he does when he's mekel batar, has a din of tiglachas mitzvah, because it's the end of his naziris. Every nazir has a tiglachas mitzvah at the end of his naziris. So, of course, we understand, according to this gedder, why the Rambam tells you to be megalech entirely, because that's the way every nazir finishes off his naziris. He doesn't simply take an action to be mekel batar, he is megalech entirely. So that's how the Chazanish explains the machloikas between Tosfos and the Rosh versus the Rambam and the Mefarish. And there's a big nafkemina between the two shitas, aside from how much you're megalech. Says the Chazanish, what happens if the Nazir would eat a chatzis shir of grapes before the process of being mekel betar and being zoyrik, the damim of one of the karbonis, and then he would go and eat a chatzi shir afterwards. If you hold that shtei naziris are not mitzdarfin, like his mashma in the Gemara in Shavuos tafchav bezim et alf, legabi shtei kainomis, shtei shvuos, that you can't be mitzaref two separate nazirisin. So lefi the hesber that we just gave in the Rambam and the Mefarish, it's actually two separate nazirisin, because the din of nazir oilam is to end his naziris and start it again. Mashenkin, according to Tosis and the Rosh, he's still in the same first Naziris. So of course, the two would be mitzaref, assuming that they were in the same amount of time of Kedei Achilas Pras. However, the Chazon Ish is making a big assumption. He's assuming that because Tosis and the Rosh hold that the amount that you're allowed to be Megaleach is not a complete Giluach, it's only being Mekel Betar, that automatically defines the Giluach as not a Giluach of the end of the Naziris, like the Chazon Ish is explaining according to the Rambam. Rather, it's a special heter of being Mekel. That we can show that the Rabbeinu Peretz definitely does not agree with that. Because on the one hand, Rabbeinu Peretz holds that the din to be mekel batar is not a complete giluach. He says clearly that your din is you're allowed to be mekel. Just take off the amount that's considered koivid. And nevertheless, Rabbeinu Peretz explains that this din of being mekel batar is like the giluach of a nazir at the end of his naziris. So you see that it's possible to hold, even if you're of the opinion that all you're allowed to do is be mekel, that this is considered a siyum of your naziris and the beginning of a new naziris. It's just that there's a special din that was said Gabi, this tiglachas mitzvah. It's a tiglachas mitzvah like every nazir who ends his naziris. There's a special din with this tiglachas that he's mekayim is din tiglachas only ayde being mekel. Another nafkamina from this discussion is, like the Chazon Ish speaks out, is the halacha of throwing the hair, tachas hadud, applicable by the nazir oilam? We know by tiglachas mitzvah that's what you do. You take the hair and you throw it underneath the dud with which you cook the shlamim that the nazir brings. That, of course, is only halacha if this has a din of tiglachas. If it doesn't have a din of tiglachas, it's just a special heter to be mekel batar, then you would not throw the hair, tachas hadud. Of course, lefi the Rabbeinu Peretz, even though it's only a din to be mekel batar, but as we explained, the Rabbeinu Peretz is still of the opinion that that being mekel batar has a din of tiglachas, so lefi, his shita, of course, would throw the hair tachas adut. Another nafkamina would be, as the Mechas Chinuch speaks out, mitzvah shin samaches, that according to the Rambam, this halacha being mekel betar is bedafke. It has to be with a tar, because the rest of the tiglachas naziris, regular tiglachas naziris, must be done with a tar. Masha'en kein, according to the other shitas, since it's not a din of tiglachas, you don't have to use a tar. You could use misparaim, you could use scissors as well. Unless, of course, you hold like the Rabbeinu Peretz, who says that this does have a din of tiglachas, just that his tiglachas has a different shear. So then it's quite possible that you would need to use a tar. Now, the halacha that we paskin, that after Yud Beis Chodesh, that's when a Nazir Olam is Mekel Rosh Bitar. The question is asked, is that merely a Rishus? He is allowed to, at the end of Yud Beis Chodesh, be Mekel Bitar? Or he has a Chiyuv to be Megaleach? Bepashtus, it's only a Rishus. He's allowed to be Mekel Bitar. And that's what Mechas Chinuch assumes. However, the Karen Oira, and of Chesem Beis, the Ramaskal, the Hinei, says that Lefi the Shita Saramba, that the din of being Mekel Bitar is a din that you're supposed to be Megaleach entirely, like a regular Nazir at the end of his Nazirus, then it must be that it's a Chiyuv to be Megaleach. Because if it's not a chiyuv, he has a very pashta question. We know that when you're megaleach, you're being over the iser of hakafas haroish. Now, if there's a chiyuv, then we understand why you're allowed to be over that iser. Because the Torah, in this instance, told you to do it. However, if all it is a rishus, then how would you have the right to be over the iser of hakafa? However, we can answer this kasha al pi the Chazon Ish. Because the Chazon Ish, in that same piece that we mentioned earlier, explains that although there really is no chiyuv to be megaleach, nevertheless, if the nazir brings one of the three karbonis, he automatically becomes chayev begiluach and in bringing the other two karbonis. So enech enami, he has no chiyev at the end of Yud Beis Chodesh to be mekel betar, or to be megaleach, but he could bring that chiyev upon himself by bringing one of the karbonis. Now concerning the machloikis between the various tanoim, as to what the practice of Avshalom was when he was megaleach miketz yomim leyomim, there is a machloikis rishonim. Lefi the Rambam in the Pirsha Mishnayos, as well as in the Arach HaZokah in Perek Gimel Halach Yud Beis Vilchus Naziris, the Machloikis is not merely a Machloikis about Avshalom's practice, rather it's a Machloikis legabe every Nazir Olam, because Nazir Olam is learnt out from Avshalom. That seems to be the sheet of Tosfos later in Davzayinu Beis Dibur Maschil V'Atanya. However, according to the Mefarish in our sugya, Dibur Maschil Hachi Garsinon, and this is also the sheet of Rashi according to the way that Rabbeinu Avraham and Ahar and Avdal Ramad Aleph brings down, it's not necessarily mukhrich that Avshalom's practice would now affect every Nazir Olam. Because they say that the Yisoid of the Heter Tiglachas has to do with the Kovid of the Cyrus, how heavy it is. And therefore, even if Avshalom, who was a tremendous Bal Koyach, he was Megaleach only once every 12 months, because he was able to handle it until he got to 12 months worth of Kovid. Nevertheless, all other Naziri Olam are Megaleach once every 30 days. Or, for example, Rabbi Yossi Shita, that it was Megalech once a week, because Shekematzinu b'vnei Melachim, that they're Megalech me'erev Shabbos l'erev Shabbos, this will not necessarily determine how every Nazir Olam is going to be Noihig. Because, again, if it has to do with Kovid, so for b'nei Melachim, that's considered extra Kovid, because they're accustomed to shaving once every week. But regular people wouldn't be considered Kovid at the end of a week. So it comes out the whole Machlokes Tanoim in our Gemara is only legabe what the Pasuk means when it says that Avshalom was Megalech miyam liyam, but has no bearing on regular Nazir Olam. The Mishnah Melech in Hilchos Naziris, Perek Gimel, Loch Yud Beis, has a difficult time with this, because he says, why would we have a whole machlokes about something historical and is not Negeila Maisa? In answer to this question, say the Karen Oira and the Birkas Roish, that even though if a person becomes a Nazir Olam, Lefi the Mefarish, his din is to be Mekel Betar every 30 days, nevertheless, if a person said explicitly, Hareini Nazir ke'Avshalom, then he would be governed by the rules of Avshalom, and that's why we need a Machlokes Tanoim to determine what the din of Avshalom was. Now, after the Gemara brings down the Limud of Rebbe from Batei Arichoyma to teach me that by Avshalom, the Giluach was once every 12 months, the Gemara challenges the Alfusa in several ways. First, the Gemara asks Ve'emush Tei Shanim, because it says Ve'hi Mikesh Nasayim Yomim, and the Gemara asks Ve'emush Shloshim Yomim, because it says Ad Chodesh Yomim, and then the Gemara asks from Bas Yiftach, which would mean that the Giluach was four times a year. Now, we all know the Klal, that it says in the Gemara in Pesachim, Dav Samach Vav Med Aleph, that Ein Adam Don Gzeira Shava Me'atzmai. A Gzeira Shava is one of those things that one has to have a Kabbalah from his Rebbe, and he from his Rebbe, all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu. Because one never knows if a given Pasuk was given for a Drasha or not. In which case, we could ask on the Gemara, and this Gemara, and on many other Gemaras like it, that obviously we have a Kabbalah, Lefi Rebbe, to learn Yomim Yomim from Bartei Ari Chaima. So how is it that the Gemara could then go and ask that we should learn the Gzeira Shava from another place? Says the Sefer Alichas Oilam, Shar Dalet Zif Tezayin, a very important Yisoid, which is that the rule that Ein Adam Don Gzeira Shava Me'atzmai just means that a person cannot invent his own Gzeira Shava. He needs a Kabbalah, but the Kabbalah very often was given in vague terms. Sometimes the Kabbalah was handed down, defining two specific psukim, or two specific halachas, saying that we have to learn one from the other, without telling me the words that you're supposed to use for Gzeira Shava. And sometimes, the way that the Gzeira Shava was handed down was the exact opposite. We were told the words that the Gzeira Shava was supposed to be made from without telling us the address. We're not given the exact psukim from which we're supposed to learn the Gzeira Shava. And that's clearly what happened over here. Rebbe has a Kabbalah to be derish the word yamim from yamim. But we don't know that Rebbe's Kabbalah told us exactly which yamim we're supposed to learn from. And this is true, like we said, in many Gemaras throughout Shas. The Mishnah tells us, Stam Naziris Lamed Yoim. If a person's Mekabel on himself, Stam Naziris, then the amount of time that he has to be Noig Naziris is for 30 days. Now this halacha of Stam Naziris Lamed Yoim actually is koilel two separate halachas. The simple meaning is, like we just said, that when a person's Mekabel on himself a Stam Naziris, he doesn't say how long he wants the Naziris to last for. Automatically, it becomes a Naziris of Shloshim Yoim. However, there's another halacha, which was mevor in the Gemara later on Dav Zayin, or in the Rambam Paskins, in Per Gimel Halacha Beis of Hilchos Naziris, Pirish Zman Pachas Mishloshim. If a person said, Hareini Nazir Yoim Echad, he was Mekabel Naziris for a period of time less than 30 days, he's also a Nazir for 30 days. Hareizah Nazir Shloshim Yoim. The Kesef Mishnah says that the Rama's Mukar is our Mishnah, which means that he understands that our Mishnah is talking about not only a person who said Hareini Nazir Stam, it's even talking about a person who was Mekabel Naziris for a period of one day, because there's a klal that Ein Naziris Pachas Milamed Yoim. Not only is the Stam Das of a person who's Mekabel Naziris to have his Naziris last 30 days, but Ein Naziris Pachas Milamed Yoim, it's not possible for the Naziris to be less than 30 days. And in the Sefer Divrei Mordechai, in Simen Tes, he asks on the Kesef Mishnah, how is it possible to extract that second din from our Mishnah? Our Mishnah just said the din of Stam Naziris Naziris Lamed Yoyim. And Stam Naziris means the first. And the person wasn't Mefarish, he didn't tell us how long he wants the Naziris to be. How, though, do we know that if a person was Mefarish, he wants his Naziris to be one day? You don't see that from our Mishnah, that it has to be Dafka 30 days. And he proves his point from the following mashal. We know that the din is that stam halva shloishim yoim. If a person borrows money from somebody else without specifying how long he wants to borrow the money for, he's allowed to keep the money, he doesn't have to pay him back, for another 30 days. Stam halva lamed yoim. Nevertheless, if a person says, can I borrow money for a day, he's mechuyev to pay him back in a day. So there you see that even though stam halva lamed yoim, it's possible to have halva for less. So there's two separate halachas. One is that stam naziris lamed yoim. The other is that ein nazir p'chusim lamed yoim. But the second halacha is not necessarily mechuyev from the first halacha, and if the Mishnah says one lashon of stam naziris lamed yoim, you cannot necessarily extract the second din. Answers the Divrei Mordechai that it's muchrach to say that our Mishnah includes the second halacha of ein naziris p'chusim lamed yoim as well. And that is because we see from our Gemara that both Rav Masna and Bar Pada learn out the halacha of stam naziris lamed yoim of our Mishnah from Psukim. And the question is that if the intention of our Mishnah was merely the halacha, that when a person is mekabel naziris without specifying how long his intention to be noider naziris is, that it's automatically lamed yoim, then it would sound like Rav Poda and Rav Masna are learning out from Psukim what das b'nei adam is. Because after all, if a person says hareini nazir, it should be dependent on what his das is. How could it be that we learn out from Psukim what people's intention is when they say the words hareini nazir? Says the Divrei Mordechai, it has to be then that the reason why stam naziris lamed yoim, the reason why when a person is mekabel on himself hareini nazir, his intention is to be noider naziris for lamed yoim, is because it's a given that when a person just says hareini nazir, his intention is to be noider naziris for the minimum amount of time that he's allowed to. Now, once that's a given, we know that the psychology of a person is that he's going to be noider for the minimum amount of time. We have to find out what's the minimum amount of time. Rav Masna and Bar Pada both learn out from Psukim that the minimum amount of time of Naziris is Lamed Yoim. So really, the din of Stam Naziris Lamed Yoim, in terms of the first halacha, that when a person is Noida Naziris, his intention is for 30 days, is built, it's predicated on the second halacha, that Ein Naziris P'chus Mi Lamed Yoim. Since Ein Naziris P'chus Mi Lamed Yoim, and that we learn out from Psukim, and that's what Bar Pada and Rav Masna are learning out, it therefore follows that when a person says Hareini Nazir, given that the psychology is that he wants to be noider the minimum amount of Naziris, because he didn't specify how long, so we have to go to the minimum amount of Naziris that's allowed, Memela, we automatically say that Hareini Nazir, Stam, means Lamed Yoim. Now, of course, one can argue on the Divrei Mordechai. You could say that it's not a kasha. How could Bar Pada and Rav Masna learn out the first halacha from the Psukim, that Stam Naziris Lamed Yoim? How could you learn out Das B'nei Adam from the Psukim? Because you could say that we're not learning out Das B'nei Adam. Rather, when a person says Hareini Nazir, it could be that he has nothing defined in his mind. He wants to be Noider, whatever is called Naziris by the Torah. And on that, we have a limud that Stam Naziris is Lamed Yoim, that an unspecified Naziris is a 30-day period, in which case the Torah is not teaching me the halacha of Ein Naziris P'chusim Lamed Yoim. But his understanding is that that's simply not true. When a person says Hareini Nazir, we don't say that he's leaving it up to the Torah to define what Naziris is. The psychology of people is that when he says Hareini Nazir and doesn't specify the amount, we have to automatically assume that his intention is to be noider the minimum amount of Naziris. That being the case, we have to say that the limud of Bar Pada and Rav Masna was gufa to tell me what is the minimum amount of Naziris that you're allowed to be noider. However, it would seem that not everybody agrees to the Divrei Mordechai. In the Shalos HaTshuvos Mabit, in Tshuva Kuf Ayin Dalet, he asks a question. He says, Zemavur in the Gemara in Nedarim, Daf Chav Chesem Et Aleph, that Stam Nedarim are La'olam. If a person makes a neder and doesn't specify how long he wants the neder to last for, then we assume that he means to aser forever. And he asks, why is it any different than Naziris, where we say that the person only means for 30 days? His answer is, because by Naziris, we have a pasuk that Stam Naziris Lamed Yoim, like we see in our Gemara. Now, if you understand, like the Divrei Mordechai, this teretz doesn't make any sense. Because according to the Divrei Mordechai, the psukim that we're bringing in our Gemara are not coming to teach us what the person's intention is when he makes Naziris, when he says the Stam Naziris. The given is that every person means to be noider for the minimum amount of time. What the psukim are telling me is that the minimum amount of time for Naziris is Shloshim Yoim. So that doesn't answer the question, how do we know that the person didn't have the intention to be Noyder Naziris forever? So according to the Mabit, clearly the limud of our Gemara is not for the second din that ein Naziris p'chusim lamed yoyim, rather telling me the din of stam Naziris lamed yoyim. Now, as we already mentioned, there's machlokes between Bar Pada and Rav Masna, what exactly the makar of Stam Naziris Lamed Yoyim is. According to Rav Masna, it's because the pasuk says Kodesh Yihyeh, and Yihyeh is begematria 30. Bar Pada says Keneged Nazir Nizrei HaAmurim B'Torah, the amount of times that the word Nazir appears in whatever form throughout the Parsha's Nazir. And that, of course, is 29 times. Now, concerning Rav Masna's limud, the Rosh over here in the Ramaschal Yiyah says that, of course, this is not a drasha gemura. It's only a simen, because gematria is not one of the shloshes yamidus sha'atayin and dreshes behen. And the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayis as well says that it's a smach al derech simen. And this is actually the reason why, according to some of the Rishonim, the Rosh, Rabbeinu Peretz, the gemura only asks the kasha of Rav Masna nami neluk minazin nizrei. Why doesn't Rav Masna agree to Bar Pada's limud? But the Gemara does not ask in the reverse. The Gemara doesn't say, why does Bar Pada not go with Rav Masna's limud? The reason they give is because it makes sense to darshan from Yitar Aloshin as opposed to darshan from Gematria, which is not a valid form of darshaning Maker Adin. It's only a remez. So what was the Makar that it's 30 days? Explain both the Rush and the Rambam that they must have had a Kabbalah to this effect. The way the Rush explains it is, he says the Lashon Gemara Gemirila, the Rambam says it's an Inyan Mekubal, something that was handed down. Now, in the Sefer Be'er Moshe, he explains that both the Rush and the Rambam, when they use these Lashonis, they cannot mean that it's Allah L'Moshe Misinai. Because then, how would it be possible for the Gemara to then go and ask on Rav Masna that he should learn out from Nazir Nizrei that is written in the Parsha, like Bar Pada, and conclude that Stam Naziris is Chavtes Yoyim? If you're telling me that he has Allah L'Moshe Misinai, he would never do such a thing. Rather, he says that the Kavana of the Rush and the Rambam is that it's a Kabbalah Meraboysav. He had a Kabbalah from his Rebbeim, and they learned it misvara. And that's what the Gemara is asking, why didn't they learn it out from the amount of times that it says Nazir in the Parsha? And this, of course, would answer another question, which is that we never have a machlokes in Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. As Tosfos says in Yevam Mustafa in Zayin Mebeis the Ramaschal Halacha. So how could it be that Bar Pada and Rav Masna are arguing if the source is really Halacha L'Moshe Misinai? They shouldn't argue on such a thing. Ella, must be that they're not arguing about Halacha L'Moshe Misinai because it was not Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, it was just a Kabbalah from their Rebbeim. However, the Brisker Rav over here in Mebeis does not agree to this. He says that according to Bar Pada and according to Rav Masna, there was Halacha L'Moshe Misinai about Stam Naziris. According to Bar Pada, the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai was that for 29 days out of the 30 days, you should be Noyeg Nihugei Naziris, and on the 30th day, he should shave and bring his karbonis. According to Rav Masna, it was Halacha L'Moshe Misinai that for 30 days, you should be Noyeg Old Nihugei Naziris. So both of them agree that there was Halacha L'Moshe Misinai about 30 days. You could have a machlokes. What exactly is the pirish of that Halacha L'Moshe Misinai? There was Halacha L'Moshe Misinai of 30 days. The question is, does that mean 30 days of Nihug Naziris? Or does it mean 29 days and then the 30th day you should be miskaleach? And how to be mefarish? The Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, according to Bar Pada, is learnt out from the amount of times that it says Naziris in the Parsha. And that's why the Gemara could ask, why doesn't Rav Masna use the same limud and be mefarish the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai the way that Bar Pada does? In response to the kasha, why Rav Masna doesn't learn out from the limud of Bar Pada of Nazir Nizrei that it says in the Parsha, the Gemara explains that he holds Hahula Drasha. There are plenty of psukim that are written specifically that we should make a drasha. For example, the Gemara brings down miyayin v'shecher yazir lesser yain mitzvah ki yain rishus, that it's usher for a nozer to drink yayin shel mitzvah as well. Ki yafli linder neder nozer lahazir malam shaneziris chala al haneziris. What does that mean that neziris is chala al neziris? The Mishnah in Nedarim says in the Yudzayin Amud Aleph this lashon that Naziris is chalal on Naziris. The machlokes is Rishonim how to understand what exactly that means. The case is where the person says Hareini Nazir Hayoyim, Hareini Nazir Hayoyim. So he's Mnoider twice Naziris. The question is, what is now the halacha? According to the Ran in Nedarim, Daf Yudzayin Amud Aleph, Debra Maskel Yesh Neder, the din of Naziris chalal on Naziris is that in such a case where he's noider two consecutive Naziris and he says Hareini Nazir Hayoyim, Hareini Nazir Hayoyim, he's now chayev to be moine two separate Naziris. So immediately he becomes a Nazir for 30 days. He has to bring his karbonis and do the giluach. And then afterwards he becomes a Nazir again for another 30 days. The Ramban, on the other hand, learns that Naziris chalal on Naziris means that now, if he would be over the Isurei Nazir, if he would drink Yayin within the next 30 days, he would get two Malkias. He would be like a Shnayim, because he is right now a double Nazir. Now the Chazon Ish in Siman Kuf Lamed Vav, Sif Katan Hey, asks on the sheet of the Ran, why in the world would we use the Lashon of Naziris, Chola ala Naziris, to describe the way the Ran is learning? According to the Rambam, we understand one Naziris is Chal directly on top of the first Naziris. So he has now two Naziris on himself, and that's why he gets Malkus twice. But to say Naziris, Chal ala Naziris, and then to mean that you're supposed to be Noyig Naziris now, and after you finish, you're Noyig another Naziris, it's not really a Naziris being Chal on Naziris. Furthermore, he asks, how is it that according to the Ran, this could be the din if the person said, Hareini Nazir Hayoim, Hareini Nazir Hayoim? According to the Ramban, we understand he was Noider twice today that he should be a Nazir. So Hareini Nazir Hayoim and Hareini Nazir Hayoim makes him a double Nazir today. But according to the Ran, since you're telling me that the second Naziris actually is not Chal until 30 days from now, so how is that a Kiyum of his Neder that was Hareini Nazir Hayoim? Answers the Chazon Ish that the kavan of the Ran is that the Naziris, the second Naziris, is actually Chal on top of the first Naziris. The person has on himself now the Kedusha of the second Naziris, just like he has the Kedusha of the first Naziris. However, those days that he's Kaddish Machmas, the first Naziris, are not Oilam Loil Min HaMinyan. They don't count Legabe Patering himself from being Mekayim his Chiyuv to be Moina Naziris. You cannot use days which I anyway have to be Noyeg Ben Naziris as making me Patr from my Chiyuv to be Moina the second Naziris. It doesn't count for the Cheshbon of the Minyan that I'm a Chiyuv to be Moina. However, in the Chedusha Reb Shmuel, in the Darim Simen Dalet, he has a different hesber in what the Ran means. He goes with the assumption that it's impossible for two Kedushas to be Chal on the person. Therefore, he does not accept the theory of the Chazon Ish. So what is meant by Naziris Chola ala Naziris, if they're really being Chal one after another? Explains Reb Shmuel as follows. We know that there is a big machloikis how exactly to understand the geder of the din Naziris. Some Achranim learn that Naziris is an Isser Gavra, the person asers himself in drinking yayin, eating grapes, and so on. Others learn that it's an Isser Cheftza. It's like a neder, he asered the grapes on himself. Yet a third way is the famous Ma'arit brought down by the Avni Meluim and Siman Yud Beis, that the person doesn't create any Isser Cheftza or Isser Gavra. The person actually doesn't create any Isser. All the person does is mekabel on himself Kedushas Nazir. Once he makes himself into a Nazir, the Torah goes and assers all of these activities for anybody who has that Toyar. Anybody who has a description of a Nazir is given certain Isurim by the Torah. However, Reb Shimon has yet a fourth way to understand. In Maseches Nedarim, in Siman Dalet, Reb Shimon explains that the Nazir actually does not bring upon himself Kedushas Naziris either. All the Nazir does is he's mekabel on himself a Kabbalah to be Noyheg Nihuge Naziris. As a reaction to that Kabbalah, that the person was mekabel on himself, I am going to be Noyheg Nihuge Naziris, the Torah then goes and gives him the din of a Nazir, and that's when he becomes Usir in all the Yisurim of a Nazir. So what the person essentially himself is doing is merely a pledge. He says, I am mekabel on myself to be Noyheg those Nihugim, and then the Kedusha is something that the Torah puts on him. Therefore, explains Reb Shmuel, when we say Naziris Chala Al HaNaziris, what we mean is not that the two Kedushas are Chal one on top of the other, because that's an impossibility. Two Kedushas cannot be Chal at the same time. But when the person is Mekabel on himself, Hareini Nazir Hayoim, Hareini Nazir Hayoim, it's immediately Chal on him, that Kabbalah to be Noyeg, both Naziris. So right now, two things are Chal on him. What two things? The two Kabbalahs to be Noyeg, Nihuge, Naziris. And that's how it's possible, the Lashon of Hareini Nazir Hayoim, Hareini Nazir Hayoim. Of course, the Zman HaKiyum of the two Naziris cannot be today, because he can't be Mekayim one Chiyuv while you're being Mekayim the other Chiyuv. So all that's Chal on him now is his Chiyuv, his Kabbalah to be Noyeg, the two Naziris. The execution of that Kabbalah will take place as soon as he has finished being Noyeg the first one. Now the Gemara asks the obvious question on Bar Poda. Our Mishnah says, Stam Nazir Shloshim Yoim. So the Gemara says, Bishlam Lor of Masna, we understand, Nicha. According to Rav Masna, the Shear of Naziris is 30 days. El Bar Pada, Kashya, because Bar Pada holds that it's really 29 days. Answers the Gemara, Amar Lecha Bar Pada, Aidi, the Iki Yoim Tlosin, the Megalech, Umevi Karbonoisov, since you have day 30. in which he shaves and brings his karbonis, mishmachi tana shloishim. Now, what exactly does the Gemara mean to answer? So Tosfos says, given the ika yom tlosin de megalech umaisi karbonosav, the usser lishtois yayin, it's usser for him to drink wine ulatam lemesim ad shemevi karbonosav. You're not allowed to drink wine or be metam lemesim until the karbonis are brought. So therefore, automatically, the Zman of the Naziris is 30 days. Reb David Soloveitchik, in his Shiurim, asks the following question. He says, the fact that a Nazir is not allowed to drink wine or be metam lemesim until the Havas HaKarbonis, that really has nothing to do with the length of the Yemei Naziris. It's an entirely peripheral din. He's not allowed to drink wine until he brings the Karbonis. Let's say, for example, a Nazir is finished his Naziris, but doesn't bring the Karbonis for another week. So he's not allowed to drink Yain for another week. If that's the case, then how can you say that Stam Naziris Lamed Yoyim? It's not Lamed Yoyim, the Yemei Naziris. The Yemei Naziris is Chavtes Yoyim. The fact that he's still not allowed to drink Yain is because of a technicality. He hasn't yet brought his Karbonis. So he says that Bedas HaToisvis, you have to say that Toisvis holds that since there's absolutely no Hechatimtza, there's no possible way that this person could drink Yayin before 30 days are over, even though that's not because the Meshech Zman HaNaziris, the sheer of the length of the Naziris, is actually 30 days. Rather, it's because the Meshech Zman HaNaziris is 29 days, and it's just that since he can't bring his Karbonis until the next day, it's automatic that he'll end up having to refrain from Yayin for 30 days. The Mishnah is still allowed to use the Lashon of Stam Naziris Lamed Yoyim. So it's true that somebody who is Ma'acher, bringing the Karbonis, he puts it off for a week. We never would say that his Naziris now lasted 30 days plus a week. The Meshech Zman HaNaziris was for 30 days, and this person just procrastinated, and therefore, technically, he's not allowed to drink Yayin. But a regular Nazir who is Mekabel on himself a Stam Naziris, there's absolutely no way that his Naziris could be limited. The Isser to drink Yayin could be limited to only 29 days. And for that reason, we feel comfortable using the Lashon of Stam Naziris Lamed Yoyim. That's how Reb David explains Lefi Dasa Tosfos. However, he brings down from his father, the Brisker Rav, that you can explain the Gemara differently. Not that the reason why we say Stam Naziris Lamed Yoyim is because until he brings the Karbonis, it's also for him to drink Yayin. Rather, he says there's two dinim in the Zman HaNaziris. There's Yemei HaNaziris, and there's the Yoyim HaVos HaKarbonis. Everybody agrees that the Yom HaVos HaKarbonis is on the 30th day. And since the Yom HaVos HaKarbonis is a chelik of the Din HaNaziris, we have the right to say Stam Naziris Lamed Yoyim, not because of the Isser until the HaVos HaKarbonis, rather because the Yom HaVos HaKarbonis is an integral part of the Naziris. So originally when the Gemara asked the question, the Gemara thought that the Mishnah is referring to the Yemei HaNaziris. The Gemara's teretz is that since the Yom HaVos HaKarbonis is also an integral part of the Naziris, so we use the Lashon of Stam Naziris Lamed Yoyim, because Yom HaVos HaKarbonis is the 30th day. And the truth is that it seems that the Brisker Rav was Ruach Hashem Dibur Boy, because he was mechaven to the Rabbeinu Peretz over here in the sugya. Rabbeinu Peretz has a different kasha on Tosfos. He says that since in the middle of the day, the Nazir could be mitzgaleach, and then it will be mutter for him to drink yayin and to be metam lemesim, we can't use that lashon of Stam Naziris Lamed Yoyim. Because after all, he says, Bar Pada doesn't hold a mixus yom kikuli like the Gemara's mavur later. And therefore he goes and explains, like the Brisker Rav's pshat, that since the day of the Habas Karbonis is an integral part of the Naziris, Yom Lamed, which is the day of the Habas Karbonis, is what makes it into a Naziris of Lamed Yom. The next question of the Gemara is, Tanan Mishama Reini Nazir Megalech Yom Shloshim Ve'echad. The Mishnah later in Daf Tav Zayin Amud Aleph says that if a person says a Reini Nazir, so he's Mekabel Stam Naziris, so the halacha is Megalech Yom Shloshim Ve'echad. Only on the 31st day is he allowed to be Megalech. Bishlam Lord Masna Nicha, we understand according to Reb Masna, Stam Naziris is a full 30 days. Elor Bar Pada Kasha, because since Naziris according to him is 29 days, he should be able to be Megalech on the Yom Shloshim. Reb Pada answers by saying, look at the end of the Braisa. Ema Seifa, Em Gilich Yom Shloshim Yotza. So you see that Me'ikar Adin, he's allowed to be Megalech on the Yom Shloshim. So what is the Hezber in the Reisha? The Seifa is a Raya to Bar Pada. The Reisha is Nasakoyim Shleiman. When a person says a Reini Nazir, even though Me'ikar Adin, that's only Mechaifim for 29 days, and then he can be Megalech on Yom Shloshim, but we make Gzeira, it's Ki'ilu, he said Shleiman. Which means that if a person would have said explicitly, Areini Nazir Shloshim Yom Shleimim, then on the 29th day, the Naziris is not yet over. The Chacham were Geyser, that even when a person is Mekabel on himself, Naziris Stam, he's not allowed to be Megalech on Yom Shloshim and he has to wait till Yom Shloshim Ve'echad. This way people won't get confused between a person who's Mekabel Nazirus Stam and a person who says a complete 30 days. How is Reb Masna going to understand the Sefer? The Gemara says he holds Mixas Yom Kekulai. So really, you have a 30-day Nazirus. But he happens to hold a Mixas Yom Kekulai, so as soon as the beginning of the 30 days starts, you're allowed to be Megaleach. Now the Mefarish asks, "Vim Taimar Hoyel Ulubar Padet Nami Tzarch Lahamtim Yom Shloshim Ve'echad." Because of this gzeira, you have to wait until Yom Shloshim Ve'echad. So Ma'ika Ben Reb Maslar Padet. There's no difference between the two. After all, Reb Masna also holds that mixes Yom Kekulai. So in Din, everybody agrees that you have to wait until day 31. And everybody agrees that if you didn't, you did it on day 30, then it works. So what's the nafkamina? So one teretz, he says, is what happens if the person was nitma on the Yom Shloshim. In other words, before he managed to bring his karbanis, he was nitma. Is that called achar malois or not? Meaning, is that tumah capable of being soiser his complete Naziris? He has to start again or not? Lefir of Masna ain't Iker Naziris Pachz Milamed Yoim, so it's still considered Toich Malois, then it'll be soiser his whole Naziris. But according to Bar Pada, it is called Achar Malois. And so it wouldn't be soiser his Naziris. The second Teretz, it says in the Farish, is what happens if a person says, Areini Nazir Choftes Yomim. According to Rav Masna, we wouldn't allow for a Choftes Yomim because ain't Naziris Pachz Milamed Yoim. According to Bar Pada, he would be able to be Megaleach on the Yom Shloshim. Now, as far as the first nafkamina that the Mefarish says, the case in which the person was Nitma b'Yom Shloshim, is that called Achar Malois or not? You take a look at the Rambam, Perek Vav Hilchos Nazirus Halacha Dalet, you see that the Rambam says that if a person is Nitma b'Yom She'achar Yom Malois, Shehu Yom Havas Karbonoisov, then he's Soiser Lamed Yom. That means that on the actual day of the Havas Karbonoisov, he still could be Soiser. In which case, even if we say that according to Bar Pada, it's considered Achar Malois, nevertheless, it's the Yom Havas Karbonoisov. So it comes out that this wouldn't be a valid nafkamina between Bar Pada and Rav Masna. The only nafkamina would be, is why is it soiser? Is it soiser because it's still toich malois, or is it soiser because it's the yom havas karbonoisav? Now the makar of the Rambam is the Mishnah later in Tezayim and Aleph. Over there it's machlokes Reb Elezer and the Rabbana. Reb Elezer holds that it's only soiser 7 days. So we could say that when Rashi says over here that this is nafkamina, he means it's nafkamina according to Reb Elezer. Now the Brisker Rav asks the following question. He says, we see in our sugya that according to Bar Pada, because of Gzeiras Chachamim, that we're worried about a person who says, Arena Mekabel Alai Naziris of Lamed Yom Shleimim, we therefore tell every Nazir, even if he was Mekabel Stam Naziris, that he can't be Megalech until Yom Shloshim Ve'echad. What exactly is the Geder in this din? Is the Pshat that the Rabbanan were Moisif another day on his Naziris, and therefore anybody who says Areini Nazir Stam has to be Moisif an extra day midrabbanan? Or is the gather that they weren't Moisif another day on his Naziris? His Naziris is really over. Even midrabbanan, his Naziris is finished. Nevertheless, they made a special gzeira, don't be Megalech until Yom Shloshim Ve'echad. So the question is it another day of Naziris midrabbanan, or the Rabbanan just pushed off when you're allowed to be Megalech? Says the Brisker Rav, this question is totally on the two nafkaminas that the Mefarish says over here between Bar Pada and Rav Masna. According to the first nafkamina, that if he's nitma on the 30th day, he's not soiser alibidur Bar Pada, we have to say that the gzeira was simply a gzeira that you shouldn't be megaleach until Yom Shloshim Ve'echad. Because if they were moisif midrabbanan, an extra day on his Naziris, why isn't it soiser? That should be considered like his nitma b'soich b'lois. We should at least say that midrabbanan, it's soiser his Naziris. Must be that all they were geyser is that he shouldn't be megaleach until Yom Shloshim Ve'echad, but his Naziris is over. However, according to the second nafkamina, which is that if a person said beferish, I'm a nazir for chof tes yoim, according to Bar Pada, that Tanai helps. It's a valid Kabbalah's Naziris. And L'chatchila can be Megaleach on Yom Shloshim. From that, Nafkamina says Brisker Rav, it's Muchach that the Rabbanan, generally speaking, were Geyser that you should add an extra day to your Naziris. Because if that's how we understand that the Rabbanan were Moisif an extra day to his Naziris, then we could say that when the person was Mekabel on himself the Feirish, that it's only a Choftes Yom, they weren't Geyser that he should add an extra day to his Naziris. But if we say that always, every time a person says Tam Naziris, his Naziris is really only Chof Tes Yoim. And the Gzeret Rabbanan was not to be Moisif an extra day to his Naziris. Rather, they said, hold off, don't do the Giluach until the Yom Shloshim Ve'echad. So why would it be different when the person says, Beferish, Areini Mekabel Alai, Naziris of Chof Tes Yoim? It's no different than any other case where the person says Stam Naziris, and we say that the Naziris is for Chof Tes Yoim. The Rabbanan nevertheless say, wait until Yom Shloshim Ve'echad. So if he would say, Areini Mekabel Alai, Beferish, Naziris Shal Chof Tes Yom, also the Rabbanan should be Geyser, don't be Megalech until Lamed Aleph. So the second Nafkamina would seem to be Muchrach, that the Gzeir de Rabbanan ordinarily is that they said, be Moisif an extra day when you're Mekabel Estam Naziris. Your Naziris is not Chav Tes Yom, the Midrabbanan, it's 30 days. And that's why you have to wait until Yom Shloshim Ve'echad. And therefore, when a person says, Beferish, I'm Mekabel myself, not 30 days, but Chav Tes Yom, the Rabbanan didn't say that you have to be Moisif an extra day of your Naziris. So the Brisker of Shaila is really dependent on the two Nafkaminas. Now, since the Gemara answered, according to Rav Masna, the Seif of the Mishnah, which says that Mgilach Eliyam Shloshim Yotza, by saying Kasavar Mitzas Ayam Kekuloi, that Rav Masna Shit is Mitzas Ayam Kekuloi, and that's why it's considered as if he was Noig already 30 days of Naziris, Toisus points out in Deber Maschel, Ulur of Masna, that obviously Barpada does not hold the Mitzas Ayam Kekuloi, because if he would, then even if you were Megaleach and Yom Chavtes, you would be Yotza. So on this says Reb David Soloveitchik that one can challenge this Tosfos. It's possible that there's no raya that Bar Pada does not hold Mitzas Yom Kekuloi. Because the Olam could say that even Bar Pada agrees Mitzas Yom Kekuloi. And therefore the Naziris has really been finished on the 29th day. Nevertheless, based on what we said before, you still cannot be Megalech until Yom Lamed, because Yom Lamed is the Yom Havas HaKarbonis. And that everybody agrees to. And you can't be Megalech until you bring the Karbonis. So as far as the Etzem Naziris, it could be that even Bar Pada agrees that on the 29th day you would say Mitzas Yom Kekuloi, as far as being Mekayim already, you're Naziris. But you still don't have the right to be Megalech yet because you haven't brought the Karbonis, and Yom Avos Karbonis, Lekuli Alma, is on the 30th day. Furthermore, he says we can ask the following question. La'olam, we could say that the Naziris, according to Bar Pada, you would say Mitzas Yom Kekuloi even on the 29th day. The fact that we don't allow you to shave to be Megalech until Yom Lamed, he says we could say another reason, because you need Gidol Pera, and we paskin that Ein Gidol Pera Pachis Milamed Yom, as we find by Kohen Hedyot. And like the Rambam says in Perek Aleph, Bias Mikdash Halacha Yud Aleph. Therefore, that's another reason why we wouldn't allow you to be Megalech until Yom Lamed, even if, as far as your Naziris is concerned, you finish already on Yom Chavtes. However, he brings down from his father, the Brisker Rav, that the Lashon of the Mishnah, Im Gilach Yom Lamed Yotza, gives you the impression that the Meshach HaNaziris, the length of the Naziris, is only until Yom Shloshim. Not because of a side reason, because you need Gidol Pera, or because you can't bring the Karbonis until then. And therefore he says, that's why Tosfos says that it must be that Bar Pada does not hold a Mitzas Yom Kekuloi. If he would hold a Mitzas Yom Kekuloi, then it wouldn't say this Lashon. It wouldn't say Gim Gilach Yom Lamed Yotza, giving you the impression that as far as your Naziris itself, you're not Yotze until Yom Lamed. However, Reb David says that you can challenge the actual question. The question that we're asking is that how do you know, Tosfos, that Bar Pada doesn't hold Mitzas Yom Kekuloi? Maybe Lo'olam you hold Mitzas Yom Kekuloi, and as far as your Naziris is concerned, you're finished on day 29. The reason why it says that you have to wait until day 30 B'megaleach is because you need a shear of Pera. You need Gidol Pera. Says Reb David, if indeed it would be true that the Nazir would be Yotze on day 29 because of Mitzas Yom Kekuloi, then 29 days would be considered Gidol Pera. How does he know that? Because in the Sugya Sanhedrin of Chav Beis Med Beis, we learn out the Gidol Pera of Koyanim, that it's 30 days from the Gidol Pera of Nazir. Just like by Nazir, 30 days is considered Gidol Pera, so too by Koyanim it's 30 days. And then the Gemara says, how do you know that Nazir is 30 days? And it brings the drush of Rab Masta that Yi is Begamatria 30 days. So that shows us that the only reason why by Koyanim it's considered a sheer Gidol Pera only after 30 days is because we learn from Nazir, and that's only Lefir Rab Masta who learns it from the Gematria. In which case, Lefi Bar Pada, we would have every right to say that just like by Naziris, the shear of Gidol Pera is 29 days, so too by a Kayin, the Gidol Pera is 29 days. So we now can understand Toisus Kasha. The whole problem we had with Toisus Kasha was that what's your hechrich to say that Bar Pada doesn't agree to the principle of Mitzas Yom Kekuloi? Maybe the only reason why he requires you to wait until the next day, Yom Shloshim, is because you need Gidol Pera of 30 days. The answer is that were he to hold that a Nazir is allowed to be Megaleach already mitzad is Naziris on day 29, then the din of Gidol Pera would follow from there. And this you actually see from Tosfos in Ma'id Katan as well. Tosfos in Ma'id Katan, Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis, is going on the sugya over there, which says that an Avel is not allowed to be Megaleach for 30 days, and that's learnt out from the word Rasheichem Al Tifra'u, which we learn Agzeirah Shava from the word Pera that it says by Nazir. Just like by Nazir, Pera refers to 30 days, so too Rasheichem Al Tifra'u means that you have to have a growth of 30 days. Tosfos over there in Debar Maschil Tlosin asks that, wait a a minute. What about according to Bar Pada? He holds that Stam Naziris is 29 days. And therefore says Tosfos that Pera, according to Bar Pada, would mean 29 days. Now Tosfos over there answers that since Midrabanan, the Rabbanan were Moisiv another day, and you're not allowed to be Megaleach, even according to Bar Pada, until day 31, so therefore the Rabbanan who were Misakin Avelus were Misakin that you have to have a Pera of a full 30 days. So you see from Tosfos that at least on a Dairaisa level, the Gidol Pera, according to Bar Pada, is a mere 29 days. It's only that after the Drabanan that you have to wait until the next day and make sure you have a full Gidol Pera of 30 days, do we say that Chazal were Misakin, they patterned after that the Din Avelus, which is also a Din Drabanan, telling us that you have to have a full 30 days. So you see like what we're saying, B'das HaToisvis over here as well, that on a Daraisa level, and this would affect the Kehanim, the Shir of Gidol Pera that we learn out from Nazir is really 29 days. Now, since we know from Tosfos that they understand that the Shita Bar Pada is that we do not say Mitzvos Yom Kekulay, we have to ask ourselves, does that mean that Bar Pada never holds of the principle of Mitzvos Yom Kekulay? All the places that the principle of Mitzvos Yom Kekulay is applied throughout Shas, do we say that Bar Pada is in disagreement with that? So according to Rabbi Yosef Engel, in the Gilyoni HaShas, we need not say that Bar Pada is in disagreement with the whole klal of Mitzvos Yom Kekulay. Because he brings down B'Shem the Ramah that during the Shivas Yimei HaMishtah of a Chassan, we don't say the klal of Mitzvos Yom Kekulay. Why not? He explains, because in Yimei Kedusha, we don't say Mitzvos Yom Kekulay. And the reason is very simple. Whenever you have to be noyheg a certain hanhaga during a given day, like for example, Avelus. The person has a chiv to be noyig during this day Avelus. So we say that being noyig, Avelus, and Mitzvos Hayoyim is considered kikula, it's considered like you're noyig the whole day. Or others learn that the Mitzvos Hayoyim has a din like the whole day. Take a look at the Kovitz Ha'aris in Simon Lamates. He brings down these two tzadim. Either way, whether the pshat is that by being noyig for Mitzvos Hayoyim, it's ke'ilu I was noyig that entire day, or whether if the pshat is that Mitzvos Hayoyim itself has the toik of a full day, that's only, like we said, in a case where I have a chiyuv to be noyheg a certain hanhaga for a given day. And the question is, have I been mekayim my chiyuv? Have I fulfilled my obligation to be noyheg naziris or avelus or whatever the din may be during that day? But by the Shivas Yemei HaMishta, he says, it's not a mere hanhaga. It's not like your chiyuv is to be noyheg simcha during those days. Rather, the chiyuv to be noyheg simcha comes because the days are days of Kedusha. Now, since they're days of Kedusha, the Kedusha permeates the entire day. Chiyuvim, that you have to be Mekayim, we could say you've done enough because you were Noyeg for Mitzvos Hayoyim. But he says, for example, let's say on a Shabbos or Yom Tov, a person can say, I was Mekayim the Chiyuv to be Shoivis in the beginning of the day, Mitzvos Hayoyim Kekulay, it's as if I was Shoivis the whole Shabbos. Why don't we say that? Because the Kedusha exists during the entire day. It's not a Chiyuv to be Noyeg a certain way during this day. Rather, the dinim that you have are a result, a product of the Kedusha that permeates the entire day. Every second of that day has that Kedusha. And therefore, he understands that that's also the halacha by Shivas Yimei HaMishta. The Chiyuv Simcha that you have is a product of a Kedusha that exists during the day. And every second of the day has that Kedusha. Memela, he understands that that is the shita of Bar Pada, who does not hold Mitzvos Yom Kekulay. La'olam, Bar Pada also agrees that in Kol HaTorah you could say Mitzvos Yom Kekulay. When it comes to Avelus, we also would say Mitzvos Yom Kekulay l'fi Bar Pada. It's just that Nazirus is a product l'fi Bar Pada of a Kedusha. Since the person has Kedushas Nazirus during a certain amount of time, the Kedushas Nazirus mandates that you are Noyeg accordingly. So even if you were Noyeg in the beginning of that day with Dinei Nazirus, that doesn't patter you from being noyeg the rest of the day with Dinei Naziris, because the rest of the day has that same Kedusha, just like Shabbos is V'yom Tovim. He wants to say that Rav Masna, who argues, holds that since a Nazir is a Choyte, we don't view it like days that have Kedusha. So according to Rav Yosef Engel, let's go for the Machloikes, Rav Masna and Bar Pada. Interestingly enough, in the Sefer Ginnes Veradim, he gives an entirely different reason why during the Shivas Yemei HaMishta you don't say Mitzvos Yom Kekulay. He says because the Pasuk says, Legabe, Shivas Yemei HaMishta, Male Shavua Zois. The Lashon Male shows that you have to have 7 days that are Shleiman. Now, in the Shal's Chuvas Ber Yitzchak, in Arachayim, Simon Chav Gimel, he says by Naziris, it also says Ad Melois. So he's asking, why is it that according to Rav Masna, we say Mitzvos Yom Kekulay, but we could use his Kasha to explain Bar Pada, that Bar Pada, who does not hold the Mitzvos Yom Kekulay, Kulei could be that he holds that just like Legabe Shivus Me'am Mishta, because it says the Pasuk Malei Shavua Zois, there's no din Mixiyam Kikulei, so too Legabe Nazir, where it says Ad Malois, you also don't have a din of Mixiyam Kikulei. Now Tosfos explains in our Gemara that even though Rav Masna does hold a Mixiyam Kikulei, but that's only by Estam Naziris. However, where the person says Shleimim, we see in our Gemara that we don't see the din of Mixiyam Kikulei. The reason for that, says Tosfos, is because why does the person have to speak out 30 days? Since Stam also means 30 days, it must be that when he said 30 days, he meant that they have to be complete and that you don't say Mixiyam Kikulei. So he said it's Ki'ilu Amar Shleimim. Lufize, Tosfos later on the Vav Mabeis, the Be'er Maschel Omar says that if a Nazir was neither 100 days, then we would say the din of Mixas Hayom Kikulei, because it's only in a case where the person said 30 days, that he didn't have to say 30 days, since Stam is also 30 days. So from the extra Lashon, we know that he wanted Yilam Yom Shleimim. But if he accepted on himself 100 days, then there's no Haychacha that he meant Shleimim. And therefore, you would say Mixas Hayom Kikulei. However, the Brisker Rav brings down that the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayis does not agree to this. The Rambam in the beginning of the third parak says that even if a person is neither 100 days of Naziris, we don't say Mixas Yom Kikulei. And it would be doimet to the din in our Gemara that when a person says Lamed Yom, that we don't say Mixas Yom Kikulei. Why is that? Obviously, the Rambam doesn't agree to the Hesber of Tosfos that the reason why in our Gemara when you say Lamed Yoim, we don't say Mixiyam Kikulei, is because it's extra. You could have just said Stam, and you said Lamed Yoim, which was unnecessary, because we see that it works even by 100 days. Al-Karkach says the Brisker Rav, the Rambam has a different Hesber. He explains the Brisker Rav that the fact that we say Mixas Yom Kikulei by Estam Naziris is only by Estam Naziris, because over there, the fact that you have to do 30 days is because of the rule of Ein Naziris Pchusa Milamed Yom. When is it considered not Pchusa Milamed Yom? When you have a full 29 days and then a little bit of the 30th day, then we consider it like you were Noig Yer Naziris no less than Lamed Yom. Since Mixas Yom Kikulei, so part of the 30th day also had in it an Hagas Naziris, so you've been Mekayim Yer Din of Ein Naziris Pchusa Milamed Yom. Masha'en came when you explicitly say the amount of days, we understand that the Das of the Noider was not to accept upon himself no less than 30 days, Ein Naziris Pchusa Milamed Yom. Rather, the person's das was to be neither a complete 30 days. And therefore, the same thing would hold true when a person explicitly says 100 days. And this is just like the Machne Ephraim brings down in Hilchos Nedarim, Siman Lamed Dalet, that if a person would be neither, not a Naziris, but he would just be neither to aser something on himself for 30 days, we don't say Mixas Yom Kikulei, because the das of the neither was to aser the complete 30 days.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.